And this is the golf course, which was just being discussed as well. We now have a signed agreement with the Atlanta County Improvement Authority to manage the golf course except for the food and beverage operation. And based on the rebid request for proposal for food and beverage, there will be a second contract for that. This golf course business is owned by the city, meaning it's owned by the taxpayers. And all Brigantine taxpayers have a financial stake in the success of this business and should know what it's costing them. Promised as a self-sustaining utility, without our property taxes, it could not survive. Under both agreements, all utilities are paid by the taxpayers. The bill in 2015, including for trash disposal, totals over $94,000. Regarding the restaurant, the cost of selling alcohol there is far less than in the private sector because of the expense of a private liquor license. That gives the food and beverage operator a great advantage over Brigantine's private sector restaurants paying property taxes in addition and having their taxes also being used for competition. The city will receive $30,000 annually, assuming a full year's operation, in monthly fees and a percentage of revenues from the operator food and beverage operation. Good question and a pertinent question. Are taxpayers getting enough financial return from this asset? And don't forget, taxpayers continue to pay for expensive, necessary capital improvements and have been in bond issues for years. Regarding the rest of the golf course, the ACIA, Atlanta County Improvement Authority, will be paid a $60,000 management fee. Of course, if the revenues don't meet the bills, the taxpayers pay again. By the way, thank you for the copy of that contract, but what is missing is Exhibit A, and that is part of that agreement, so I don't know what's in that, but it has to do, I believe, with contractual fees and so on that might be paid by the authority. So, but at any rate, I just think that taxpayers need to know what all these contracts mean, what they cost them, and even though they're going through, you all are accountable, and knowing what taxpayers are having to pay is something taxpayers should know and you should be aware of. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. Ed, I do want to address the, as the golf course has been discussed many times, the golf course this year had a better year than last year. The cost to the taxpayers this year, I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm not exact, on about $194,000, $191,000. And that is for debt service, not for operation. So it's the payment to pay off the golf course. The golf course will be paid for in 2 years, the original purchase of the golf course. And Ms. Phillips, you bring up a good point about the cost of the operation and the food and beverage. The food and beverage operation there is an amenity to the golf course. It is something that adds value to the golf experience and brings more golfers to the course. If the vendor is able to operate and bring more customers that are just customers for food and beverage, that's good because it helps them to sustain their operation. But I think the way that I look at it, and I can't speak for the rest of the council, is that it adds value to the golf experience as people make a choice to come play in Brigantine. It has been put out again. The RFP has been put out again. And Ed, I don't know if you want to discuss any more where we are with that process.
Sure, Mayor. We had the mandatory pre-bid walkthrough today. There were six vendors present at that walkthrough. The bid opening is Tuesday, the 15th, March 15th, and we'll report to council at that time.
Thank you.
And if I could, can I comment on the utility cost? Although I don't have that that information in front of me. I'm certain with the number that Ms. Phillips quoted, that includes the irrigation, the water used for irrigation. It also includes the electric for the cart barn. It includes the electric and the utility cost for the maintenance yard. So that is not the utility cost for the food and beverage operation.
Is there a breakdown for the particular building, Ed, that considered?
Each particular building, yes. There's an electric meter for each building. There's a gas meter for each building. And a water meter, yes. But what was asked for, or at least the number that was just mentioned, included the entire golf course, so it includes the irrigation, the sewer, all the gas, all the electric.
So that includes the irrigation, everything?
That's correct.
Okay.
I made that clear.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it was completely clear to everyone, but I appreciate you clarifying that.
Okay.
I want to end on a high note. We actually agree tonight. Not on everything, but something. Yes, Mrs. Phillips.
I requested a sheet, an accounting of the co-op for the year 2015 of the utilities course for the golf course as a whole. And yes, part of that is $55,000 for water and sewer. But the point I was making is that is being paid by the taxpayers, regardless of whether it's split. Yes, it is. In both agreements, it says you pay the utilities, Councilman Simpson. So I just wanted to make that clear. I'm not putting that all on food and beverage. It is part of the golf course operation, which the taxpayers pay.
But I think it depends on how you look at the overall cost, and correct me if I'm wrong, the golf course generated enough revenue this year that the operational costs were paid by the golfers.
The golf course utility. So the city of Brigantine pays it through the golf course utility fund.
And that comes out of
the revenue generated by the golf course.
Right, so the total golf course costs the taxpayer $191,000.
But that's the debt.
Out of $400,000 in a payment was out of
was paid for the bond. So out of that, $210,000 was paid by somebody else. Meaning all the golfers.
The taxpayers pay the utilities for the golf course.
No. I think that's where we're getting confused. The operation of the golf course, and I think that's what Councilman Simpson is saying, that they generated enough revenue that they paid all of their costs, including $210,000 toward the bond payment this year, leaving only $191,000.
In the municipal budget, there is a line item for the golf course deficit, $342,000. So that's coming out of your property taxes.
That's a budget item. So if, in fact, the golf course does better, which it did last year, than the amount that was in the budget, you don't pay that amount. You only pay what the actual cost was. So anything that's left over, we go in the surplus.
So in 2015... $191,000 was paid out of taxpayers' dollar. Everything else was paid by others.
The fact that that amount is in the budget is based on what happened in 2015, and it has to be in there to cover that deficit.
But it says deficit.
And both contracts, the ACIA and the one for the food and beverage, have the city. That's us. Paying the utilities. In writing.
Ms. Phillips, that is correct. The city of Brigantine, through the golf utility, pays the utilities. However, the revenue from the golf course operation is what we use to pay those utility bills. The revenue pays the utility cost, it pays the operation cost, the maintenance cost, and it pays a portion of the debt service for the acquisition of the golf course. So yes, we budgeted again this year $342,000 to cover any shortfall in the golf course. Last year, that's what we budgeted. However, we only needed to use $191,000 of that. So we're anticipating again. It's as I mentioned in the budget presentation.
Right.
It's a conservative approach, but we're anticipating that same cost, because you don't know what might happen. However, our expectations and certainly our goal is to continue to operate that
that more efficiently, that course more efficiently to grow revenues and reduce our expenses. So we're hopeful that we'll have, at the very least, the same successful season as we had last year, so that our revenues will cover all of our expenses and most of, if not all of, that debt payment. I mean, that is our goal. That's everybody's goal is to have revenues cover all the operational expenses, including debt. That's
you
what we're trying to do. That's where we're
at. Contracts. The ACIA, which specifically says the county doesn't pick up any of the, for instance, water sewer charges.
No, the ACIA
the
is
city
a management
does.
Contract.
That's correct.
Just like Meadowbrook.
Just.
It's a management. I understand that. But you look through that, it defines and tells who pays the utilities.
Right, but
it makes
again,
it very clear.
Right. The,
the county doesn't. The authority doesn't.
The physical action of paying the utilities does happen through the city. However, the revenue to pay those utilities is generated by the revenue from the golf course. And a similar example from you look at it from a budget, it is.
You have a contract with this RFP. And it isn't the food and beverage vendor paying those utilities.
Well,
it says clearly the city pays them.
Right, but we're...
That's us.
Right. Well, we're talking two different things here. One is that the food and beverage vendor is going to pay X amount of dollars, whatever that number comes in, to operate at the golf course. The overall operation of the golf course last year generated enough, even though there was $340,000 in the budget, the difference between that amount and what was actually paid, $191,000, would go to surplus if it wasn't spent. It would be the same thing as if we had overtime in the police department, or if we had a budget in the police department of $3 million and they only spent $2,700,000. We'd do something with that remaining amount of money,
Wait
even though that was raised.
Are you telling me that the vendor, in this case, Mad Morgan, is going to pick up those utility
that
charges?
That is not what I'm saying.
Yes, you are.
No, I
it's
did
who
not
pays
say that.
For it.
Well,
it's
Mrs.
either the city, the taxpayers, or the vendor.
I don't know if you're understanding what is being
God
said.
I understand that, but
God
you're telling me that he is going to
no,
pick them up.
I never once said anything about the food and beverage operator.
Well, if he doesn't pay them, who pays them?
They are paid through the golf course operation. So
he's got a separate contract.
He has a separate contract. And what his contract will say is, or whomever, because it's out the bid again, is they will give us a dollar amount that they are willing to pay to operate that food and beverage operation. The contract, and Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, says nothing about utilities.
Yes, it does.
The city's going to pay the utilities.
It says the city is paying the utilities.
That's right.
Now.
Meaning the Golf Course Utility Authority.
Pardon me?
The Golf Course Authority is paying this. That
We're
means
talking
the golf
about
course.
The food and beverage.
When,
that's
if we got $30,000 from whoever, it's going to go into the revenue fund. So if we took in $1 million last year and we got another $30,000 from whoever, it's $1,030,000 this year.
You
and
have
you
him
take
paying
your expenses
18,000,
off of that.
12,000,
all your expenses 30. Is paid from the monies that come in.
You have so much in food and beverage. You've got two separate operations now. It's not like it was before. You've got food and beverage and you've got the golf course. Two contracts.
Yes. So what's the difference?
But
it makes a lot of difference because you're
doesn't.
Not dealing with just one putting it in the bank here.
But I'm not sure that maybe the best thing for you to do, Ms. Phillips, is to come in and Ed can show you on paper how this works. Because I think we're not connecting with the overall operation. I'm not sure if you're understanding exactly.
I think Mrs. Phillips, what she's trying to say is that with the F&B, their utilities are included in their bid.
No, she's saying
no. And the city or the golf utility fund is paying the utility bills.
Well, we've been saying
that's what you're talking
I'm
about
saying
the
that there
of the
is the city
the
pays, which means the taxpayers pay.
Well, no,
it didn't say anything about a utility.
Once again, the taxpayers would only pay if the revenue fell below the cost of the operation. That's the only time the taxpayers would pay the utility bill at the golf course. Last year they did not pay anything for utilities. They paid Taxpayers paid $191,000 to offset the debt service cost on the golf course. That's the way it all worked this year. But from a budget perspective, you have to budget a little bit more because you don't know what could happen. I mean, we could have 6 months of rain. Not that we're, you know, but you have to have the budget number in there. The goal, of course, is not to spend that amount of money, which was achieved this year, and hopefully next year will be better.
Well, I think that the way the contracts read, it puts the burden on the taxpayers.
It's not on the taxpayers unless, for whatever reason, there's not enough revenue to operate the golf course, which there has been. So,
well, as I said, there's $340,000 in the budget, the municipal budget, under golf course deficit.
Right, but that is the worst case scenario.
No, that's based on revenues from last year.
Well, no.
They don't just pick that out of
no, the air. No. If you wanted to do a non-conservative approach, you would put $191,000 in the budget because that would be based on last year. But you don't do that. I mean, you can't predict that close. So you always put in a little bit more than what you probably will need, and what you don't use, you cancel, and it goes to surplus. No, I don't think we have. I think we're talking about the same thing, but we're just talking around it.
What it does cost the taxpayers.
It cost the taxpayers $191,000 last year.
Yeah, can I follow up on that?
That is correct.
Yeah. Ed, can I? Because a couple of weeks ago you had provided us with figures, year-end figures, for revenue, 2015, revenues and operating expenses. Let's leave debt service out for the moment. What was the spread between operating revenues and operating costs for 2015?
So I don't have those numbers exactly.
Ballpark number.
However, the difference of about $200,000. We received revenues greater than our operating costs of somewhere in that neighborhood of...
Well, see, I don't remember, and I want to follow up after the meeting with you about that, because the numbers that we saw some weeks back had a spread of plus or minus, I'll say, $40,000 between revenues, 2015 revenues and 2015 operating expenses. Didn't have a $200,000 spread. Are we saying that revenues at the course, because I know our expenses are probably in the neighborhood of somewhere between $900,000 and $1 million. So are we saying that our revenues at the course were somewhere in excess of $1.1 million?
Or somewhere around $1.1 million. I'm saying that the revenues exceeded the cost to operate the golf course.
Right.
I
agree. That's what I remember. But I remember there being a relatively small gap between revenues and operating costs, and that we got to the $190,000 figure, I thought, and tell me if I'm wrong, by applying the money which was still remaining in the utility surplus, which we couldn't use in prior years because it was running a deficit. So just so we're clear, so the 190 that we're talking about was in fact, plus or minus, the amount of money that taxpayers had to fund in 2015 once one factors in debt service, all costs. And ballpark, with debt service, you're looking at about $1.4 million or so for 2015 were your total costs, including debt service. So revenues fell short of that, but we only had to pay $190,000 of that because we had the plus or minus $200,000 still in the surplus of the golf utility from prior years when it was making more money. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. I don't have the numbers in front of me, Councilman, and I prefer to have that so I can speak.
No, I understand. I'm not going to hold you any
point,
numbers here.
The
but
point
I just,
mainly is that the revenues exceeded our operational costs. You are correct. I forgot. We did use surplus.
Yeah. Surplus from the golf utility.
From the golf
utility. Right. And Phil was literally correct when he said that the taxpayers didn't pay that portion that went towards the debt service, that it was, in fact, money that was left over, which was unable to be used for legal reasons in the 2014 budget. But just in terms of having a clear picture of where the golf course stood in 2015, revenues versus operating expenses, the spread there was much smaller. The revenues did exceed operating expenses, but not on a magnitude of $200,000 or $300,000 as be suggested by the 190,000 figure, but again, not going to hold you any numbers, but about maybe $40,000-$50,000.
I recall also from those spreadsheets what we anticipate through the contract with the ACIA is in the neighborhood of 70 plus thousand to the good in addition to that. So it would be greater than the 100. Yeah, it is what we anticipate.
I appreciate you clarifying that point, Rick. And I didn't, not having the numbers in front of me, you're right. The revenue did exceed expenses and we were able to use surplus from the golf course utility. But I still don't know if that answers Mrs. Phillips' question about the utilities themselves. It answers for me, but I'm not sure if it answers it for you. Yes, Chuck.